Oh yes, the time-honored tradition of talking about the great demographic collapse. And some other things related, of course, to having children. I have to talk about this yet again, because recently I was assailed with questions about why I am childless by a number of individuals. And it's very interesting to me that people think about reproduction in very different ways. A huge chunk of people think about it in terms of the most automated, automatic thing you could imagine. It's just something you do, you don't think about it, you just pop the kids out, end of story, that's it. And that is probably the best approach when it comes to simply replicating your DNA, not thinking about the consequences or anything like that. And other people are more reflective about it and just don't jump into it, so to speak, or pop the kids out, so to speak. But there's no doubt, as almost all of us know, that the world, the industrial world in particular, is suffering from quote-unquote demographic decline. Some people call it a collapse because lots of people don't want to have children or they're not having enough children. And you basically know the basics. As soon as income increases, and it's pretty minimal if you actually look at the stats, it's something like $10,000 USD a year in any given country, and already then you see fertility declining to varying degrees. And once you get to really wealthy countries, like countries within Western Europe, the United States, Canada, Japan, South Korea, that's when you see crazy, crazy, crazy deflation when it comes to reproductive rates. And people have all kinds of theories to try to explain this. And I think there's some basic nuts and bolts to this. A really big factor here is obviously childhood slash infant mortality, which back in the day was immensely high. We're talking about fully half of your children biting the dust before age 5, which in today's day and age in modern Western countries, as well as in countries like South Korea and Japan, is basically unheard of and sounds shocking and crazy. On top of that, if you take into account the fact that you did not have well-established governments with pensions and social support systems, children were a labor force to be employed as early as 8 or 9. And I suppose the word employed is not the correct one because they're not actually earning money. And then later down the line, it was expected that they take care of you as a parent, this sort of thing. So if you basically take those two factors, children as a labor utility, and the more salient factor, in my view, high rates of childhood slash infant mortality, where something like half of your children are not going to make it beyond a certain year, well, it makes sense that you would be reproducing a lot more. You probably could also add in birth control there. That's a bit more complicated and controversial because fertility doesn't decline immediately after birth control to the degrees we see now, but it probably is a contributing factor nonetheless. But taking all the nuts and bolts there, basically, most countries in the world that are industrial, that are modern, blah, 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 they have a problem with fertility. And various countries have tried various solutions to address this. For example, Hungary, as an example, has this solution, which turned out not to be a solution, that if you as a couple have 3 children, you don't have to pay taxes anymore for the rest of your life. Sounds fantastic. You would think, what an incentive. And then what happens? It barely does anything. Some people buy into it, but the vast majority of people do not, and so it just doesn't work. You had, in a country such as South Korea, money being paid out to couples who have children by the government. And South Korea, of course, has the worst fertility rates in the entire world. And what happened there, despite the government paying people? Basically nothing. The government paying people to have children did not incentivize them to have children. So you're left in this pickle as a government or as a country. You can't really force people to have children. I suppose under a proper autocracy slash tyranny, you could do that, and quite effectively. But that's probably not going to happen, so that's a wash. So it's basically a problem without a solution. Now, there are a lot of people online that are very loud that will say, just have children. Well, I'm not against people having kids. You want to have kids, that's fine. It's up to you. I don't have a particularly strong view on that as a sort of dictating to other people perspective, because I do not like to dictate my views, my preferences to other people. You do you at the end of the day. But you need only look at the landscape of the world and see the many children out there that are leading lives of misery, utter misery in some cases, of penury, of deprivation. Just having kids is not a solution to that, especially if you take into account the fact that these kids are going to suffer a lot. I don't know why people don't take this into account and they don't think about it, but if you're going to have children, Don't you want your children to have a good life, to most of the time feel okay, to be okay? I'll give you an example. There's this channel on YouTube called Soft White Underbelly. This guy, who's a photographer, huge channel, by the way, he interviews various people, usually in black and white. And these are people that are, you could say, either the ne'er-do-wells or the undesired of society, you know, drug addicts, prostitutes, basically people that are unwanted and unrecognized by society at large. It tells it all. These are individuals who, in many cases, suffer tremendous pain and misery growing up and continue to do so, all because, frankly speaking, they chose the wrong parents. Now, I'm not of the view that potential life has value just because it's potential life, because the value of such potential life is obviously subjective, but more than that, but beyond that, some people feel much more content and just satisfied with their lives. So this is my own perspective. When people ask me, I get this question all the time, as I rapidly approach 50, you know, why didn't you have children? Why don't you have children? The answer is pretty simple. A, I don't generally think I'd be a terribly good parent. B, I have my own problems. For example, my chronic insomnia. Yeah, it doesn't seem like it affects me. It does. It affects every aspect of my life, from work to day-to-day activities, to exercise, to how much I eat on a given day. No, I don't think, given my chronic insomnia, that I could ever be an effective parent. And that, of course, is related to A, and not thinking I would be a particularly good parent. But that just adds layers to everything. And then the last point is, I just never had the desire. I can't explain why. It's just we have these desires or we don't. Children were never a super appealing thing to me. I don't fault other people for having that desire. If anything, I'm the weirdo. I'm the freak. I'm the anomaly. But I also want to argue here a little bit against this notion of you have this duty simply to pop out children. Who says so? These are people, mostly online LARPers who don't have children, who just think it's what you're supposed to do, and more importantly, you have some duty to the world just to pop children out. Very, very few people, mind you, actually think about having children in that way. Usually they have a wish. They feel like they want to conceive, they want to reproduce and carry on their DNA. It's not because they think, I have this grand duty to my civilization, my society, my ancestors, and therefore I will replicate my DNA. Yeah, some people do it that way, but they're a vanishingly small minority. So at the end of the day, it's pretty simple for me. It really comes down to, can you provide a quality life to a child? Can you make sure that the child or the children have a decent life, that they're not suffering, that they're not miserable? And part of that equation, something that people don't like to talk about, is being reflective of your own genetics. Now, I don't think I'm a particularly gifted individual, genetically speaking, in any respect. I have a few strengths here and there, but by and large, I as an individual, I the thinking ape, am mostly characterized by my weaknesses. I'm not especially tall, I'm not especially good-looking, I'm not especially intelligent. I have terrible genes when it comes to health. So basically, I was saddled with not the most amazing genetic package. But let's set that aside. Even if I thought, okay, I should try to have children anyway, well, it takes two to tango. Unfortunately, you need a female to reproduce with. And that just never happened. But even imagining that something like that happened, I had met some female that I got along with well enough, such that I wished to replicate my DNA with her, then you end up in the situation of, what if she decides to break ties? What if she decides to take the child? Then you have the child support question. You have all these issues that crop up, such that having children, to me, was just never an especially appealing prospect. If other people think differently, that's fine. They can do themselves. But again, you do not want to have miserable children. And if you think it doesn't matter, then I would question your ethical and moral integrity. You should check out a subreddit called Regretful Parents and what they think about their own children. It is pretty awful. I could read stories here. Do they make up the majority of parents? Probably not. But you do not want to end up in that situation where you actively dislike your children. And in some cases, these regretful parents, I've read some stories, just flat out leave their children and start a new life without ever telling them about it, or their partners. They just flat out disappear. So, yeah, if you want to have kids, go ahead. But let's not pretend that all it requires is the reproductive act, and that's it. There's a lot more attached to it. And yeah, if you don't want to have any considerations about the welfare of your child, that's fine. But ideally, if you're going to bring children to this world, you should consider their welfare. from a genetic standpoint, from a wealth standpoint, from an overall well-being standpoint, all these things matter, in my humble opinion, and should be taken into consideration. And finally, from the perspective of demographic collapse or decline, no one is going to be incentivized as an individual to, quote-unquote, fulfill their duty, pop out kids, just to prop up a social welfare or pension system because a bunch of randos online told them to do so. That's not how it works. People decide at the gut level, individual level, as to whether or not they want to reproduce. And going forward, it's probably just the case that these various governments, social support systems will have to change and adapt with the times to take into account that there will be fewer children in the respective countries. Anyway, as always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my very generous patrons on Patreon, my very generous donors on PayPal. You guys are the best. Without you, this channel simply could not exist. And if you can hit the bell icon to be informed of my videos, it would be much appreciated. And the usual YouTube jazz of liking the video, subbing, leaving a comment. It all helps the algorithm. It's alleged, at least. It's much appreciated. And if I'm still alive, I'll check out next time. Until that time, may the gods truly watch over you. Bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.